Thank you so much for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get your zip code to locate your account and be a better assistance for you today?
My zip code is 20111.
What was that first and last name, please?
Well, it's probably under Paul Shalinsky. I'm Brenda Shalinsky.
How do you spell Shalinsky? I'm sorry.
It's S-C-H-I-L-I-N-S-K-I.
Thank you for that. If I could just have you confirm that shipping address so I can discuss details of the account for you today.
It's 8100 Blandford Drive, Manassas, Virginia, 20111.
Thank you for that. Let's see here. I'm showing here that a Wi-Fi booster was ordered from us for $6.70, but we were called and it was canceled and refunded. How may I be of assistance for you today?
Well, on 11/29, I had another item that was $49.97, and I was wondering what that was.
So what it would have been is when that Wi-Fi booster was purchased, it would have been the $6.70. The first item from our gadget store is free, but it would have also explained in that same purchase with the terms and conditions that you are also getting access to the gadget store, which does have that monthly subscription fee of the $49.97. Now, if it's not canceled within that, I think it's like a 5-day grace period, then we do bill the first month for that monthly subscription fee. Now, I'm showing here it was refunded through a dispute, and there is a chargeback on the account. So any further refunds would have to come from your financial institution, but it is canceled so that you won't be billed anything further.
So I won't be billed for any more $49.97. Even though I had to pay the first one.
Correct, yes.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. I didn't even see anything about this monthly fee.
It would have been, there would have been a box that would have been checked that would have had to have been checked for the order to be placed that said I agree to the terms and conditions. And then if you click on that, those terms, the word terms and conditions, you're able to read them there. And it would have explained how the gadget store works and what we have available in it. We have anything from small electronics to kitchen appliances to electronic tools, things like that. But we get them directly from the manufacturer, so you get them discounted. And then also each month you get a gift card to use in the gadget store as well.
Wow.
But it does have a monthly subscription fee to utilize the gadget store.
I'm in my 60s, and I don't know any of this stuff. So I'm going, okay. So if I had bought something else for $6 or whatever, would I get that charge again?
No.
Of the 49?
You would have already had it. So it's still only once a month. We wouldn't charge you like two or three times a month.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad it's canceled. And, oh, my God, thank you.
Not a problem.
I guess that's all I need to know.
Not a problem. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, I don't think so.
Would you like that cancellation confirmation number?
Oh, yes.
Yep, just let me know whenever you're ready for that.
Okay, hold on.
Let me know whenever you're ready. I never have a pen handy, so.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
2586.
2586.
57.
57.
005.
What was the 00?
Mm-hmm. 00.
005.
Right. I have a hard time with that word. It sounds funny when I say it.
Well, and I have to admit that I was either saying, thinking it was 005 or it was Zeta.
Like the Greek number?
Yeah, it would be ZZ. But 005. Okay. Thank you.
Not a problem. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, thank you. But right. you've been explaining it very well. So thank you all. very much.
Not a problem at all. Well, thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a great rest of your day and a happy Valentine's.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.